O eternal God and Lord, bless your people with open hearts that we might hear your word and trust everything that you have said, that we might live in your grace and to your glory now and forevermore. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. From the very first words of Scripture, the opening sentences of his Bible, what God says makes people explode. They either explode in excitement or in laughter. If we trust that those words are God's words, his written account of what he did when no one else was there to see him, then we will marvel and savor each sentence. But for those who believe that this chapter is an ancient fairy tale, then God's account of how life began brings laughter and ridicule. They mock. Who in their right mind could possibly believe such a story? What I find even more fascinating than how everything was created is what creation says about our God, the creator of all things. And so we ask, what does the creation reveal about the creator? In the first three verses, God reveals a mystery about himself that defies human logic. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, who is this God who created the heavens and the earth? On this Trinity celebration, we focus in on how God reveals that he is three in one. In the beginning, God created. Here we see God, the Father, in contrast to the next phrase. The Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Scripture describes God, the Holy Spirit, as hovering or poised to begin creating everything. There is the Father and the Holy Spirit, but where is the Son? The Gospel of John tells us that through him, that is Jesus, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. But can we find him in these verses in Genesis? Just as Jesus was veiled in human flesh, so here he is veiled behind an expression. The Apostle John has a unique name for Jesus. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus is called the Word, God's self-revelation. What did the Father use to create everything? Verse 3 answers, and God said. God simply used his word, the word, to call into existence those things that did not exist. Jesus is the word of God. The Father spoke through his Son, both to create the world and to save the world. If we are to believe and worship the one true God, we must trust what he tells us about himself, even if it defies human logic. We cannot dictate to God who he must be or what he must do. The one true God is triune, three persons in one God. He is not three gods, nor is he one God with three names, but one God with three persons in the one God. This is so important that, as we've recited in the Athanasian Creed, all three persons are to be worshiped as one God, and one God worshiped as three persons. Whoever wishes to be saved must have this conviction of the Trinity. Everyone who does not believe in the Trinity will not be in heaven, because they have rejected the one true God and are putting their trust in their imaginary God, What is similar between each day of creation? And God said, let there be light. And God said, let there be an expanse between the waters to separate water from water. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered to one place and let dry ground appear. You get the point. And God said, wouldn't it be wonderful if when you were hungry, you could just hold out your hand and say, cheeseburger. And a hot cheeseburger would appear in your hand out of nothingness. Or if you were feeling poor, to say, diamonds. And a handful of diamonds would appear. Our three-in-one God knew from all eternity everything that he was going to create. But nothing came into existence until he spoke the word. Through that simple act, God displays his power, the Trinity's unbounded, limitless, infinite power. God is so powerful that Isaiah describes all the nations of the world as dust before him. Our trust is not in governments or their armies, but in our Almighty Lord. When we build a house or invent a cure for cancer, we must use what already exists to create something new. Often it takes several building projects or experiments before we know what we are doing, before we get it right. God created everything with absolute perfection the first time. In God's evaluation, it was very good. God's perfection, or God's perfect creation, displays not only our triune God's infinite power, but also his perfect, flawless, infinite knowledge. God's intelligence is so infinite that he knows every sequence of our genome and what is happening in the most distant galaxy in the universe and everything in between. God knows it all because he created it all. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit even know the future completely, even the names of our great-great-great-grandchildren. There is nothing God will ever discover or learn because all three persons know everything completely already. We can understand why Jesus was upset when the father of a demon-possessed son said, "If you can do anything, take pity on us." Jesus replied, "If you can, everything is possible for the one who believes." Have we ever upset Jesus by doubting the strength of his arm or the brains in his head? Do we find it hard to take Jesus at his word when he says, "Everything is possible for the one who believes"? When we doubt what God has said about himself, we sin. It is crushing to try to carry the world on our shoulders as though we are God. If we rely on our strength, then we have already lost the battle. We are weak, but our God is infinitely strong. We are profoundly ignorant. But the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have perfect, complete, infinite knowledge and understanding. Peace and strength flood our hearts when we pray along with the psalmist, "Into your hands I commit my spirit." Have we ever asked ourselves why God created this perfect world with its Garden of Eden and two perfect people, Adam and Eve? God is complete in and of himself. He needs nothing. It is not as though any of his creation added anything to God or fulfilled any need for him. So then why did God create all this? If it wasn't of any benefit to him, Scripture gives us only one reason. God is love. God seeks to give, to give life, love, joy, hope. God seeks to give himself so that we might be complete and completely filled with him. He gave all that to Adam and Eve. Their lives were perfect in his love until they rebelled. God's Son wrapped himself in the stinking rags of the sins of the world and marched to the cross. The full fury of God, of the Father's wrath punished Jesus to death. God rose from the dead, and the Holy Spirit burst out onto the scene to flood the world with the good news. From Jerusalem to the ends of the globe, the waters of life poured out, proclaiming God won salvation for all people. This time, however, it not only took God's spoken will to create salvation, but also the blood of God's Son to redeem the lost world. Again, God did not do any of that for himself. It filled no need of his and made him more complete. The Father sent his Son and punished his Son. The Son willingly went and fully suffered. The Holy Spirit spread the good news and baptized all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Our triune God does all of this simply and profoundly because he loves you and me and all people. Peter writes, "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of the imperishable through the living and enduring word of God." The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit have created new people of us, children of God. They recreated us through the word coming from the mouth of God. When King David repented of his sin, he prayed for a miracle from his Creator. "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me." Sin is addictive. What addiction controls our lives? Are we addicted to alcohol or drugs? Are we obsessed with lying, cheating, or racism? Do the claws of lust, greed, money, or power have a steel grip on our hearts? Maybe we are intoxicated with beauty, sex, pleasure, gossip, hatred. Do we want to be set free from whatever addiction controls us and tortures us? Only our Creator God can set us free. "Create in me a pure heart, O God." Our triune God, through his word, creates righteousness, faithfulness, a devotion and love that were not in our hearts before. He creates a steadfast spirit within us. Just as God created the sun as his tool to give light to our world, so he created us to shine his light and accomplish his will in this world. Paul told the Ephesians, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Our Creator created jobs for us to do. The sunlight of his gospel shines in us and through us to bring light to this dark world. When our lives are self-absorbed, then we become our own gods. Darkness descends into our hearts and lives. Self-absorption creates a miserable life. Notice how the song of the saints in heaven needs to be our song here in this world. "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being." To the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be glory, honor, praise, and power, because he has made us his children and has lavished his love upon us. As Louis Armstrong sang, "What a wonderful world." So we sing our thanksgiving for God creating such a wonderful world. But we also praise him for creating faith in our hearts and a home for us in heaven. What God says makes us burst with excitement and explode with joy. He carries us and the universe in the palm of his hand. Nothing is beyond his strength, nothing beyond his love for us. He who created all things still controls all things. Our times are in his hands. And so we do not fear, but rejoice. Glory be to our triune God forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord be with you always. In Christ our Savior. Amen.